Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Jen, I need some real talk here, something related to my wedding.
Okay.
All right, I got an idea. I have an idea based on a woman, Amanda Lauren.
Okay.
She recently got married, and in her wedding vows, she wrote that she would remain hot. Those are her words. I will stay hot for my husband. And she's getting beat up on the internet.
Why?
Because they say that's superficial and he should love you regardless and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, he's going to, but I think she's just saying, hey, I'm going to keep it hot and feisty and fresh. And I think you always have to do that in your marriage.
Here's some of the things that she said. She said having an attractive wife makes her husband happier, okay? And in return for looking good, he becomes attentive to her needs, such as buying her nice things.
Okay, so she takes it down a notch right there by being a little bit superficial, right? By saying, like,
but why
he's
going
to buy me things?
Oh,
me?
So why is physical attractiveness more superficial than
well,
items?
I feel like in a marriage, you should stay hot for each other.
Okay.
And that's by changing it up, you know, a little bit. I think that's by trying to make sure that you still look good, that you don't let yourself go, that you still find that person important enough to look good for. So you don't want to always look like schleppy. I don't know a better word to use.
No, that's a good
like
word.
You don't want to look schleppy for your husband, but then get dressed up for work or get dressed up to go out with friends or get dressed up for church. And then at home, you just are blah all the time. Like you want to get dressed up and do date night and you want to keep that spark going. And I think that it's actually really cool that she put that in her vows that she wants to do that. I was actually just having this conversation with my husband the other day because I had the skin cancer scare
yeah.
And the surgery. And I was like, I hope you still think I'm pretty after this heals. Like, I still want to be hot for him.
She writes in her blog that she says feeling good. She writes in her blog that feeling good ultimately allows me to be a better, happier, and more considerate partner. Okay. She says, when I see the look on my husband's face when I come out of the bathroom ready for a night out, or the way he checks out my butt when I'm wearing some hot clothes, it
yep.
makes her feel good. Having an attractive wife makes him happy, and that makes me happy. Happy wife, happy life. I'm the happiest when my husband is happy.
I totally 100% agree with her. What are people saying about it? I mean, are they saying that
people are hammering her? They're saying it's superficial.
It's because of the physical part of it.
Yep. She says she doesn't understand why so many women let themselves go in relationships. She wrote that in her blog. And then I think this may have something to do with it. She is attractive. She has long blonde hair. She's in shape. Her husband is not in that great a shape.
Okay, so they're saying it's imbalanced.
And she refused to comment on whether or not he made a similar promise, so
I think you got to make that promise for each other because there's a reason why you were attracted to one another.
Right.
There's a reason that physical attractiveness comes into play. There's chemistry, and you don't want to lose that, and it's easier, it's more natural. I think even science says that there's like some of that initial excitement and chemistry is lost over time, so you got to do what you can to sustain it.
She said some people obsess over laundry, some people obsess over reading a book per month or working on their garden. For her, her obsession is self-care. So maybe people are they also starting to think it's like a selfish, like she's doing it for herself, but she's trying to make it seem like she's doing it for
herself. I don't
know.
I mean, is she taking extreme measures, like getting a lot of plastic surgery or something?
She just works out. She takes care of herself.
Tries to be hot.
All right.
And why can't she just do it and it not be what everybody else has to have an opinion on?
Well, because it's the internet.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, to each their own. Let her do her thing.
So
you be you. Let me be me.
So here's what here's my question then for you. How do I talk to Callie about putting that in the vows?
You're not going to.
Oh, you'll do it for me?
No. You're not going to bring this up at all.
So it's fine for Amanda Lauren.
It's fine for the lady on the internet. And if Callie brought it up to you, it'd be fine. But you cannot bring it up to her in reverse.
Well, I wouldn't bring it up to her because then I would just be afraid that she would go, okay, you too. And then I'd be like,
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.